With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Party leaders continue to battle over the release of the Epstein files. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says it's worth asking why Republicans have not voted to release more Jeffrey Epstein files.
It's reasonable to conclude that Republicans are continuing to protect the lifestyles of the rich and shameless, even if that includes pedophiles.
While House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will not force a vote on legislation urging the release of more Jeffrey Epstein records.
There's no point in having a vote today because the administration is already doing everything within their power to release them. They've gone to the grand jury. They've requested the courts to unseal the documents so that they can be released. The president himself has said all credible evidence should be put out to the American people.
A subcommittee of the House Committee on Oversight voted 8-2 Wednesday to subpoena the Department of Justice for the files. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri had to be escorted off the stage after he was approached by a pro-Palestinian protester at an event in Washington today. Bob Agnew reports.
Hawley attended the Axios News Shapers Forum in Washington and was being interviewed when a demonstrator approached and began shouting that Hawley, who supports Israel, supports the starvation of children because of the ongoing war in Gaza. Other protesters held up signs and shouted similar claims. Later, when things calmed down, Hawley returned to the stage to a round of applause and told the crowd it was, quote, just another day in the Senate. Bob Agnew reporting.
A judge has ordered Brian Koberger to serve life in prison without parole for killing four University of Idaho students. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 507 points, the Nasdaq rose 127, the S&P advanced 49. This is SRN News. Is Texas changing?
The Lone Star State has been reliably conservative and typically Christian for a long time. But new studies, including one from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, indicate that Texas is becoming progressively less Christian these days. The CRC says the trend may be fueled by the large number of people from more liberal states who are moving to Texas for financial reasons. Experts say over time that may change the character of the state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates say the government of India is allowing an organized effort to steal the land of minority Christians in the country. Radical Hindus regularly destroy the homes and churches of believers, and then local authorities refuse to allow the structures to be rebuilt. It's an effective way of running Christians out of the communities where they live, and many believe it's an organized effort to rid India of all Christians. This is SRN News. There's been a slowdown in sales of previously owned homes last month, as correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Sales slid to its lowest pace since last September as mortgage rates remain high. The national median sales price of a home hit $435,300. That's an all-time record. The National Association of Realtors said existing home sales fell 2.7% last month. Sales were flat compared with June last year. The latest home sales fell short of the $4 million pace economists were expecting. The U.S. housing market has been in a slump since early 2022. That's when mortgage rates began to climb from pandemic-era lows. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The U.S. government is building an immense 5,000-person detention camp in West Texas, sharply increasing the Trump administration's ability to hold detained immigrants. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.